Our catechism lesson for this evening does come from the Westminster Larger Catechism, but it will not be question and answer 27, but rather question and answer 44. It reads, "How does Christ execute the office of a priest? Christ executes the office of a priest in his once offering himself a sacrifice without spot to God to be reconciliation for the sins of his people and in making continual intercession for them." Now, you know that the Reformed tradition has distinguished itself by organizing its teaching about the work of Christ in terms of his threefold office. And by threefold office, we mean Christ as prophet, priest, and king. In this question and answer, the Westminster Larger Catechism focuses on Christ as priest. It states it very briefly. It does not elaborate in detail on how Christ executes his office. It is content to sum up this doctrine by making two observations. First, Christ offers himself up once for all as a perfect sacrifice to God. Second, Christ makes intercession for his people. I'm going to make only a few remarks here, drawing on the letter to the Hebrews, where the teaching about Christ in his priestly office is most developed. With the shedding of his own blood in the sacrifice of the cross, Christ removes from his people the sins that prevent them free access into God's holy presence. Now, in the tabernacle, which we've been studying these past few weeks, this presence, God's holy presence, resides above the Ark of the Covenant, between the cherubim of glory, which itself was located in the most holy place. Only the high priest could enter into this room, and that only once a year, and never without blood, which he had to offer for himself, as well as for the sins of the people. That this had to be repeated year after year indicated that it did not suffice to cleanse the consciences of the worshipers from acts that lead to death, to use the language of the letter to the Hebrews. Put otherwise, it did not suffice to atone for their sins once for all. For this reason, as the letter to the Hebrews teaches us, the true function of the tabernacle and the ministry that the priests performed in it was to point to the heavenly tabernacle and the ministry that Christ performs in it by means of his own sacrifice. In this regard, the letter tells us that Christ passed through the heavenly tabernacle, not by means of the blood of goats and bulls and calves, but by his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. For this reason, we have confidence to enter into the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. But this is not all. After he provided purification for sins by his own blood, Christ sat down at the right hand of the throne of majesty in heaven and serves in the sanctuary in the heavenly tabernacle. Now, that seems somewhat strange to our ears, because when we read Hebrews, we hear about this once-for-all sacrifice that Christ accomplished. What in the world, then, does it mean that he serves in the tabernacle? Here we arrive at the second observation the Catechism makes. Christ, our priest, executes his office also by interceding for us at God's right hand. And I won't say any more about this at this point, because we will be learning more about it when we come to our scripture readings this evening.